They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Fewer private jobs lost.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. From gas pedals to now brakes, Toyota's woes continue. And later, can Facebook fill its pocketbook? All that ahead. First, where's Wall Street? Markets are pretty much flat right now. The S&P down about 0.2%, but the Nasdaq and Dow flat. The Dow at 10,293. In Europe, the Paris shares are higher, but in London and Frankfurt, things are on the downside today. Asian markets had some big gains today, though. The Hang Seng added about 2%. Time Warner swung to a profit in the fourth quarter, and competitor Comcast also reported a profit, nearly $1 billion today. On the other hand, though, drugstore Walgreen Company said there was a drop in its January sales. We got word from employment service ADP that private employers laid off fewer workers in January, 22,000. Now, that's the smallest drop in a year. Richard DeKayser is president of Woodley Park Research. He's with us live this morning from Washington. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
What's going on here? Are we in the process of maybe turning a corner?
Well, I think we're getting closer. The ADP report you referenced focuses on private sector payrolls. Now, this Friday, we're going to get the government's official tally for what happened in the month of January, and it's still possible that we'll see an increase. We've got a lot of hiring going on in the government sector relating to the 10-year census. So that's not a sustainable source of jobs, but we still may tip into the black in January, even though ADP tells us we were down 22,000 on the month.
So more of the less bad.
I think that's the best way to describe it. Things are certainly not good, but they're better than they've been in quite some time.
And more economic indicators this morning, Richard. Mortgage applications rose, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. What's the story behind that number?
Yeah, last month in January saw the best level of mortgage applications, both for refis and for purchase applications. Two different stories. Refis were stimulated by low mortgage rates, down just below 5% on 30-year fixed. And purchase applications are picking up a little bit after a December air pocket. A lot of people pulled their sales into November trying to take advantage of tax credits they thought were going away. They didn't, so people are now starting to creep back into the market.
All right, Richard DeKayser, we appreciate it joining us from
My
Washington.
Pleasure.
All right, thank you so much. The government of Japan has ordered Toyota to investigate possible brake problems with the new Prius hybrid model. The automaker's already embroiled in its biggest ever recall for sudden acceleration with some of its gas pedals. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live in our New York bureau right now with the latest. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's going on with this latest issue with the brakes?
Well, officials in the U.S. and Japan say they've received more than 100 complaints about the brakes in Toyota's new Prius. Drivers have complained that the brakes momentarily stop working at low speeds, and some of these incidents have involved crashes. Toyota says it's looking into the complaints.
Now, this is more bad news, Amy, for a company that's seen its sales fall, 16% last month? How damaging could this be for Toyota?
Well, that depends on their response. Of course, Toyota is still grappling with its latest recall of more than 4 million cars and trucks for faulty gas pedals. It started mechanical repairs this week, but now the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is taking another look at whether complaints of sudden acceleration stem from problems with the electronic throttle control system. Joe Philippi with Auto Trends Consulting says that could be a harder fix.
When you get into software issues that are random, then it becomes much, much more of an issue. It's like, How do we find it? How do we replicate it? That's a much more difficult situation to identify.
And, Steve, the Transportation Department is also reportedly considering imposing fines on Toyota over its handling of these recalls.
Marketplace's Amy Scott with us live from New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010, at marketplace.org. As we told you just a moment ago, as Toyota scrambles to fix its flawed cars and damaged reputation, government regulators are considering ways to get tougher on car safety. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington.
10 years ago, Congress granted the National Highway Traffic Safety Commission the authority to require car and tire makers to disclose customer safety complaints. That gave government regulators an early warning of potential problems. But the commission's former administrator, Joan Claybrook, says the agency dropped the ball.
In recent years, it has let auto companies call the shots.
Toyota received its first complaint about a sticky accelerator pedal in 2007. The commission is considering penalizing Toyota for its slow reaction, but Claybrook says it won't be enough.
Unfortunately, the maximum penalty is $15 million, and I've already been talking to people on Capitol Hill about having a significant increase, maybe to $100 million.
Claybrook expects the commission to more aggressively police auto safety in the wake of the Toyota case. The White House is requesting a 15% increase in staffing for the nation's auto safety enforcer. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The European Commission has backed Greece's latest austerity plan. Last night, the government in Athens unveiled measures to cut that country's soaring budget deficit. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The Greek prime minister said tough measures were needed to stop the country falling off a cliff. He's planning a 10% cut in public sector wages, a higher retirement age, and an increase in fuel taxes. Without this, the Greek government could run out of money. Neil McKinnon of VTB Capital says the crisis is undermining confidence in the European single currency.
It's certainly been putting pressure on the euro because there is the risk of contagion beyond Greece to other countries that have similar debt problems like Spain, Portugal, Italy.
He says there is for the first time a real danger the 10-year-old euro could fall apart. One thing that would certainly stave off collapse would be a bailout of these countries funded by Germany. But German taxpayers seem reluctant to cough up the money. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A national conference for gay and lesbian leaders kicks off in Dallas today. As the community pushes for greater acceptance, investors are beginning to see it as a major business opportunity. This week, investment group Galileo Capital Management announced it'll launch an initiative to advise and invest in businesses that cater to the gay and lesbian community. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Justin Nelson says gays and lesbians are known for living well.
If everyone thinks, you know, I flew my G5 and hopped in my Rolls Royce and I print money in my basement.
Nelson is president of the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. While he says he's not paid that well, the gay and lesbian consumer market on the whole is substantial. It's expected to top $700 billion this year. Galileo Management is planning to launch a fund that will invest in businesses that serve the gay and lesbian community. Investment advisor Chris Cutler sees a lot of potential in the fund.
You know, you could end up with a firm that has a very interesting idea for that community, and that could be very profitable.
Still, Cutler cautions those who may like the fund's focus to scrutinize its investment strategy before putting their money down. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Social networking site Facebook is turning into one of the most popular websites on earth. So here is a question. How can it make money with all those eyes looking on? Marketplace's Rico Galliano reports.
Facebook is a private company, so its ledgers are secret. But analysts estimate the company earned $500 million last year. Not bad. Of course, with 175 million registered users checking the site every single day, not great either. Still, Facebook says it has no intention to charge a fee to use the site, and experts believe it. Aaron Kessler is senior research analyst at Kaufman Brothers.
Facebook's really built on the community. So for Facebook to start charging, which would significantly decrease the size of their community, it doesn't make much sense. They essentially lose all of their value.
After all, users themselves provide most of Facebook's content. But users also provide valuable eyeballs for advertisers, which is why Kessler predicts ads will be a big part of Facebook's business plan.
They already do advertising today, and that's their biggest source of revenues. In the future, we think they'll look to more targeted forms of advertising based on someone's behavior online.
Facebookers are easy to target with ads, since they're constantly volunteering all sorts of information about themselves. And then there's applications people use within Facebook, like role-playing games. Yahoo tech writer Chris Null says Facebook could start charging for them, or at least take a cut.
Well, I think games are probably a next step in what they will charge for, that and other applications. I think Apple has kind of paved the way for showing that apps can be a very lucrative revenue stream.
And here's a suggestion. I'd happily buy an app that'd keep guys who used to bully me in high school from trying to, quote, friend me. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
And finally, Consumer Reports tested 37 different coffee blends for its March issue. And after all that, it couldn't find one, not one, that measured up to a rating of very good or excellent. That includes caffeinated and decaf blends. Well, you know what they say. There's nothing like a mediocre cup of joe to get you limping through a somewhat average day. Hey, our website will give you a jolt. All kinds of information there. You can share your thoughts with us and check out the podcast, too, inside marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.